This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. After a rash of gun violence in Philadelphia, some city residents say they're changing up their daily routines to keep their loved ones safe. WHYY's Aaron Mozell has more.
Police say 35 people were shot across the city between Friday night and early Monday morning, including 5 people attending a large outdoor gathering in the Poplar section of North Philly. Smiley, a longtime resident, says her 15-year-old daughter was there when the shots rang out just before midnight.
She was at the thing, and I talked to her. I said, it's time to get ready to come in. And before you know it, all you heard was pow, pow. And I said, was that a gunshot? And I ran down there and I got us.
Her daughter took cover and walked away from the incident unscathed. Smiley is still shaken. Starting this week, she's not letting any of her young children leave the house.
I'm too scared. I don't know where them bullets coming in. Bullets don't have a name.
While overall violent crime is down this year, shootings and homicides have surged, forcing residents to contend with 2 epidemics at the same time, COVID-19 and gun violence. West Philly resident Tyrone Butler says the combination means he often goes days without seeing his neighbors, who used to chit-chat with one another from their stoops and front porches.
You might see him today, and you might see him maybe Thursday or Friday, you know, if that.
Butler says he's also more intentional about when he leaves the house. More so than ever, he tries to be home before dark.
You know, you just got to be careful. You got to protect yourself at all times now.
To date, the city has recorded more than 260 murders, a 31% increase over the same time last year. As of last week, more than 1,200 people had been shot, a 36% increase over 2019. Police attribute the rise in gun violence to existing rivalries between gangs and other groups, continued competition over drug turf, and beefs between people with poor conflict resolution skills. The department also says the pandemic has played a part. Fewer people on the street means less potential for eyewitnesses. It also raises the likelihood that members of warring groups encounter one another on the street and begin shooting. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.